No, hello. Thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, this is Elba calling you for National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues within your community and nation. And of course, your individual answers are confidential. May I know by any chance if anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, we can't do it. Do it this way.
I'm sorry, one more time.
What was that?
Yeah, I was asking you if by any chance anyone in your house who works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And also, sir, could you please tell me, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, we are all registered to vote.
Great. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I'll vote every election.
Great. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm black African-American.
Okay, so if I ask you what's your race, you will say that's African-American, right?
Yes.
Awesome. What's your age, sir?
35.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights. From 0 to 10, how important is this for you?
What was that? You say the border and what?
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Can you hear me?
Yes. And it's from 1 being the weakest, 10 being the strongest?
Yeah, 0 to 10, actually. 0 is not important at all, and 10 it is the most important.
I guess you can get a 7.
Okay, what about eliminating food deserts in our communities?
Eliminating?
What community
is she living in? Food deserts in our communities.
It's hard for me to understand. One more time.
Yes, of course. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Could you explain that one to me?
Yes. Actually, it is about the fact that someone eliminates or decides to eliminate all of the places that give food to homeless people and desserts.
Oh, no, I would like for them to feed the homeless, of course.
I'm sorry, one more. Okay, it will be 4. Thank you.
Well, I didn't tell you that, because 4 is not the strongest. I did not tell you that. Well, don't worry about it.